views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of allowing your intuition to solve your problems for you. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to have people call in if they want and receive creative solutions to your problems and some energetic upgrades with my favorite practitioners. And we love to hear from you. So if you would like to call in, feel free, 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral, teleseminar to enable clients to experience a deeper ease of living so that they react less to themselves and others and external forces. I met Leroy years ago, and we've been working together now, I don't know, Leroy, for about 7 years or eight, maybe longer. I can't remember now. Are you there, Leroy?
I'm here, and thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
I love having you on the show. And, you know, I just wanted to mention that you're also the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process and author of Knowing and Living Your Life Purpose. And you know, you've been busy, Leroy. I haven't even talked to you since I got back from Peru. What have you been busy with?
Well, I'm actually starting to write an ebook, and it's a follow-up, and I'm now beginning to see that as a possible series.
No.
Yeah.
That's not what you said after you finished your first book.
I know. Well, you know, you need a break after the first one, right?
Never say never, right?
Right. And I've also been very concerned because I'm finding with clients, they're having difficulty remembering when they've experienced unconditional love. And when you kind of prime the pump with them and say, okay, do you have a pet? What do you experience with them? And of course, people kind of melt when you say that. Or what about experiences in nature or a new person? They begin to be able to remember this. Now, it's important for them to remember it, because what it ends up being when they finally experience it and expand it inside themselves, it's probably the best description there is of who they really are. You know, it's one thing for people to say, well, you know, I want to be the I am, the true self, etc. But when you get down to what people often report, like joy, happiness, fun, unconditional love and acceptance, wanted, desired, expanding, grace, peace, sweetness, perfection, etc. This is who people really are. Now, what I've noticed now, though, is a pattern of what blocks them from remembering. And it actually comes through as a resistance. And the resistance comes from their experiences of feeling that love hurts. You know, somewhere in their life, they've experienced that.
It doesn't take, you know, when you think about life, there's so many ways that we experience people and relationships and experience what people call love.
Oh, yes. And that often I end up explaining different meanings of the word love. Another one of the blocks is that love is conditional. Another one is that it does not last in this human body. Another one is betrayal, is manipulation, leaves you too vulnerable. I've started to see this as a common pattern of one or more of these when people aren't able to remember. So what I thought we might do is a quick group clearing of these resistances, these experiences.
Okay, we have two callers on the line right now, and we're going to be going for a break soon. How long will it take to go through it?
Not long.
Okay, let's do it now.
Okay, so what we want to do for everyone who's been on this call, who's on today, who listens later, we want to take every one of these hurtful feelings around love. And we want to deprogram it. We're going to go through their whole timeline from past lives, from ancestors, and we're going to clear that away. We're going to clear it all the way down to zero minus infinity for the past. And we're going to roll through their clock, their calendar, their timeline to clear it down to zero plus infinity for the future. And then reprogram to this unconditional love, which is who each of us really is. So we want to increase everyone's awareness, knowing, perception of this unconditional love, and to help them be this in their everyday life. And we're going to clear that to everybody's 100% positive infinity and beyond. Done.
Woo. There we go. It's you can feel the power of that, Leroy.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's perfect timing because, you know, we're, you know, we just got through Christmas, and you know, like that, the holiday season, and the bills are kind of rolling in right now, and you know, from Christmas, and like they tend to around, you know, the credit card bills, etc.
Yeah.
And so, and then we've got the next most challenging holiday, you know, to address, and that's Singles Awareness Day, which is better known as Valentine's Day.
Oh, I hadn't called that. Heard it called that before.
Well, I say Singles Awareness Day because if you're single on Valentine's Day and you kind of forgot, you get reminded when you go out and about, you know, and the, you know, like the whole deal around that, right?
So
that's why I think it's perfect we're talking about unconditional love today, because a lot of people, you know, feel like, you know, that maybe they don't have what it takes to be in a relationship where they can be loved because of some of the experiences that we've had. And so that's what, you know, we have, as I said, we have a few callers here. So we'll address the callers. And then when we're finished with a few callers, we'll go back and talk some more about, you know, about how to embrace unconditional love. It sounds silly. Like, why would anyone be so afraid of unconditional love? But a lot of people are.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, yeah. And it's, you know, and it's so cool that we can energetically shift people so that they're more open to it.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that's cool. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And when we return, we're going to share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
I keep forgetting things will never be the same again.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WPLQ. Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame. That's all.
That's the song.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Leroy, well, that's another one of your talents, is singing.
A lot of people wouldn't think that if they heard me.
Before we continue, and we have a couple of callers that I'd like to take right away here. Can you just share your contact information so I don't forget to
Yes, thank you. My website is EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com, EWBP.com. My phone is 508-375-6452, 375-6452, and my email is leroy@ewbp.com.
There we go. And I'm just wanting to let people know, if you want to call in and have Leroy and I shift some energy for you today, 1-800-930-2819. We have Kathleen from Minneapolis on the line. So are you there, Kathleen?
Hello, yes I am.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm happy to be on the call. Thank you.
Good.
I think I'm on the right call because I heard Leroy talking about feeling hurt and love relationships hurting, and that's really the theme of my question.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship that's been on and off again for a lot of years, and we were together last year until his mom died, and then the whole thing really just fell apart. And then this fall, he sort of tried to get back together, but it just hasn't gone very well. And anytime I wanted to have a conversation just about what happened in the spring and how we could rebuild the relationship, he doesn't seem to want to do that.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10 right now, 10 being like the absolute worst, what is, you know, how much is this bothering you?
A 9.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Leroy, I know Leroy's been working away here while you were talking. Leroy, what are you picking up here?
Okay. So first of all, Kathleen, I'm checking for a positive energy flow from you to him and I'm not getting it. And a positive okay. energy flow from him to you, and not either. So we're going to strengthen both of you to send a positive love and energy to each other. And I'm going to ask four questions for each of you. You love him, yes. You like him, yes. You want to be with him, no. You believe you can work things out, no. He loves you, yes. He likes you, yes. He wants to be with you, no. He believes you can work things out, no. Okay, I can see the dilemma. You both love and like each other, but somehow you don't want to be with each other and you don't believe you can work things out.
Right.
So does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay, so there's a couple things we can do to see what's underneath that. First of all, we can talk about dynamics and boundaries, and the internal dynamics and boundaries are what is the talk internal talk that each of you have about the relationship, and the external dynamics and boundaries are what I would see if I saw you together. So we're going to check, and both the internal dynamics and boundaries are weak. The external dynamics are strong. External boundaries are weak. Okay, so first of all, the internal talk that each of you has about the relationship is not supporting it. And there seems to be an issue with boundaries, both in terms of how you think of it and externally. If I saw you interacting together, the external dynamics seem good, but it's kind of mm-hmm. getting undercut by these other things. So is this making sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so we're going to, for both of you now, we're going to strengthen both the internal and the external dynamics and boundaries and the interaction between them. There's about 10, 20, 30 blocks to making all these strongs. So we're going to deprogram all those. And again, reprogram to the true self of each one of you. And then we're going to, again, strengthen internal and external dynamics and internal and external boundaries, all to both of your 100% positive infinity and beyond. Let's see if this made a shift. You love him, yes. You like him, yes. You want to be with him. That has switched to a yes.
Okay.
You believe you can work things out. That has switched to a yes. Let's see what happens with him. He loves you, yes. He likes you, yes. He wants to be with you, yes. That has changed. He believes you can work things out, no. Okay, so that's still a block. So what we need to do next is to get you neutral to every single thing he says, thinks, or does. You're not neutral to that. Let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to every single thing he does and neutral to every single thing he doesn't do. You're not neutral there either. every single thing he doesn't do. And let's get him neutral to every single thing you say, think, or do, and he's not neutral there. And neutral to every single thing you don't do or say. Everything you say, think, or do, don't say, think, or do. Okay, gradually you both are shifting to neutral. You see, when you're not in neutral, it's too easy to react. Mm-hmm. It's too easy for there to be triggers. Easy for issues to come up that you have difficulty dealing with. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, so what we want to do is get you both in a neutral place so that you don't slide in to the reactions to each other. So again, we want to deprogram anything and everything getting in the way of that and reprogram both of you to your 100% positive infinity and beyond and help you get totally neutral to each other. Okay, so now when you think of the relationship, is it still bothering you at a 9?
Not at a 9, but I have some energy in my stomach that doesn't feel great.
Yeah, I was picking up that as soon as you said that about his mom passing.
Yes.
There was some karma that I was clearing between you and his mom.
Oh.
And did you get along with her?
I didn't see her much because she was in a nursing home. I mean, I liked her. We did not get along, but she was in a nursing home for the last couple of years. I didn't really see her.
Yeah, it's just, how long have you been in this relationship? Like, when did it first start is what I mean.
In 2000. And then we were together for 2 years, but then we were broken up, and then it was just really on and off where I would hardly see
yeah,
them.
Like it's
we didn't
been,
really get back together till February.
What I'm picking up is there was just some karma between, was he very close to his mother?
At the end, there were a couple of years where they didn't talk, but at the end they seemed to be.
Okay, so we're just going to, clear any suffering or struggle that you are still, going back and forth with his mom, even though, ancestors are on the other side. I was just picking up a weakness there, and I'm just checking with you again now. Where are you at, number-wise, when you think about this? I was just going to get does it feel like, because I you're shifting a lot right now, so I just wanted to check with you.
Yeah, now I feel like I'm a 1.
Yeah, yeah, I could just feel like all of these energetic shifts are moving in. Leroy, did you have something else here that we can get her down to 0?
Kathleen, how old are each one of you?
I'm 50 and he's 52.
Mm.
There's something around degeneration and aging that's bothering both of you, being over 50. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, so let's take, what is it, by the way, that bothers you to being over 50?
I don't like seeing signs of the aging process.
Yeah. Yeah, see, you're both reacting to degeneration and aging. So let's deprogram all that. And again, reprogram to regeneration, getting stronger with every thought. Getting stronger and more fit in all ways as you get older. Make you both strong for that.
That's a good correction for everyone listening in. A lot of times people have weaknesses to their age, and those weaknesses can create a lot of problems in relationships. Just because of a weakness to a number, actually. It's coming up 50 years of suffering, like half a century. So the thought that you're 50 years old doesn't bother you so much, but the fact that you're half a century does.
Right. And he has a lot of anger as well.
Kathleen,
can that be released?
Pardon me?
He has a lot of anger as well. He gets angry really fast, and it seems like there's just a lot of built-up anger that can get directed my way. Is that something that can be cleared?
Yeah, that's what we're working on right now. So you were down to a 1. How are you feeling now? More optimistic?
I'm going to have to let it all process. That was, I think that was a lot.
Yeah. You shifted a lot. So thank you.
I gave you a challenging situation. And you don't get the easy caller first.
We have to go. We have to take a quick break here. So I'm just going to let the other caller, Carmen from Toronto, know that we will grab you right after this break coming up. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
A morning filled with dynamic, inspirational music, spirituality, and uplifting messages by TJ Woodward. Come and connect with community conversations and awaken your senses. Awakened Living Sundays with TJ Woodward. Join TJ every Sunday in the San Francisco Bay Area Chapel at Fort Mason and live streaming online 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pacific Time. To learn more and access the live stream, visit www.awakenedlivingsf.org.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And we just had Kathleen from Minneapolis on the line, and we were working on relationship. And so, Leroy, did you have any last words for, I know, like, Kathleen's no longer on the line, but you said that you had some last finishing shifting you wanted to do.
Yes. While we were, Kathleen, if you're still listening, we on the break, we were helping him both to receive unconditional love and to forgive primarily himself, but others as well. And it feels like a shift is there. So wishing you both the very best.
Awesome. So we have Carmen from Toronto, Ontario, Canada on the line. Are you there, Carmen?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi. Hi, Leroy. Thank you for taking my call. I would like some help with a relationship as well. And it's somebody that I went out with for 8 years, and the relationship ended a little over 2 years ago. But I'm having problems dealing with it because I loaned him a lot of money, and it was because he was in a really difficult situation. I happened to have money from a settlement from a car accident, and it was supposed to be just short term, and he hasn't paid me back hardly anything. And it's really like the way the relationship ended, and also the finances have really like hurt me. And
it feels like the relationship came to a crash along with the car accident. You know, I like to get a baseline from people just so we can get an idea of how much it's bothering
actually,
you, like on a scale of 0 to 10.
There were a few things that happened around that.
Sorry?
There were, around that time, I was actually fired from a job. It was like a setup. And then he had a very terrible experience in between that. And then I had my car accident. So it was like three blows in a row.
Okay. When you, like, because what I'm getting is a lot of energy that just really getting beaten up in this relationship in general. And so what I like to do is just get, like, right now, when you think about him and the relationship and the loss of the money, where are you at on a scale of 0 to 10? 10 being, like, you're at the absolute worst.
I think somewhere, like, 8 or 9.
Okay. Leroy, what are you picking up here?
I'm picking, okay, let's back up a minute. There are root causes for accidents. And we don't think of it that way, but there's many, many possible ones. What I'm picking up as root causes for your car accident is that there were negative psychic energies affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Why wouldn't it surprise you?
Well, he was involved in something like a big art thing. Like, he's like a protege of a well-known artist, and there's like a lot of like forgeries of that art, and that's why basically I helped him, because they're like sort of like a gang of bad people that were, you know, hating him because he was telling the truth and trying to discredit him. And And that's why, you know, my heart went out so bad to him, too, because he couldn't make money and everything, and they were like, stopping him.
But what's coming up is he was attracting this energy to him. And so, Leroy, what are you getting here? Because, like, it's really kind of not so pleasant energy, is it?
It's not. Okay, let me I'll go through and identify what this negative psychic energy is. And then the other thing I'm picking up that we need to clear common is that you're suffering, and you're suffering because you're suffering and for other reasons. Does that make any sense?
I'm very ill, so, and I have been for a long time, with a few things. Even before the accident, I have an undiagnosed pain in my mouth that is very severe.
Okay. All right, so let me focus and tell you what the negative psychic energies are first. Well, part of it's difficult because they're elusive, hidden, and deceiving. They're operating from unknown locations, universes, and unnameable places. You're picking up negative energies from locations, objects, and people. They're spirit attachments, spirits, and demons. There's negative spells, curses, mantras, invocations, and incantations. Some of this is coming from other dimensions.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like it's of this world.
Yeah, and times. There's also vendettas, secrets, and revenge, negative promises, oaths, vows, and pacts. So first of all, in order to deal with this, I want you to focus on your midline, right up and down the center of your body, full of energy and strength and light. And we're going to add to that the full divine I Am presence. And with all these energies that's been affecting him and you, and it feels like where you live as well, and the car you were in, we're going to remove, eliminate, cast out in a way, unearth, distract, detach, extract, disinvite, all of those energies. We're going to clear the essence of presence and the impact on you, him, where you live, the car, even though it's gone. I'm going to clear it all down to zero minus infinity for the past and zero plus infinity for the future. And then that energy has to exist somewhere, so we're going to send it off into other universes, frequencies, times, and spaces where the true self directs them to go and where they cannot negatively affect another being. And for you, him, your space, we're going to free, restore, integrate, independent, protect, completely fill with light and unconditional love, all your 100% positive infinity and beyond. And what are you noticing now?
I think a bit calmer.
Good. So, on a scale of 0 to 10, you were around 8 or 9. Where would you feel you're at, just so we have an idea?
I really do feel like we were both victims, so, like, it kind of takes a little bit of blame off of him.
What can you, can, when you how, think about the
I
situation
don't
know
how now, to assess it.
Can you find a number?
So I should think of him and the money, like, in
no, no.
The number,
what I'm like, asking you is, like, when
me?
We started, what we want to do is we want to get you neutral, because when we're neutral,
yeah,
we can make better choices for ourselves. And I'm just asking you on a scale of 0 to 10 now, like, you started at 8 or 9. Can you tell us where you are on that scale now? Has it changed at all?
In terms of being bothered about the whole situation.
Well, it does feel better, so I'm not sure how to give a number. Let's say 5.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. We have to take another break here, but if you hold on over the break, Leroy and I'll work on you, and when we come back, we'll check in with you. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. Thrilled to connect with all of you. I wanted to say thank you to everyone for all the positive feedback that I've received about my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. Thank you for the awesome reviews on Amazon and at lulu.com. I really appreciate them. And we will be right back after this short break.
You should have seen by the look in
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mr. Leroy Maloof here, the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process and author of Living Your Purpose. Leroy, we have Carmen from Toronto on the line.
Yes.
And Carmen, yes. Leroy was doing a bit more work. Do you want to tell her what you're getting, Leroy?
Yes. You see, Carmen, one of the things we slip into is suffering when things are bothering us. For instance, it sounds like you've been suffering, as I said, because you're suffering. But it also sounds like you suffer when you see other people suffering. Is that right?
Yes.
And also when you see women, children, animals suffering?
Yes.
See, now, we have a mistaken belief that by suffering we can help ourselves and others. But it's not true, because when we're suffering, our energy goes weak. So we need to get you neutral to suffering. We need to clear this away. And about the worst scenario I've found for suffering is we need to get you neutral to us human beings destroying every living thing on the planet in agonizing and painful ways. See, you're not neutral to that. So we're gonna clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of suffering and experience and upset and reaction and all that good stuff. We just want to deprogram all that for you.
I laughed, Roy, because the way you said that, it made me feel like really weak too.
Okay.
Talk about the opposite of unconditional love.
Yes. And Carmen, we need to get you neutral to every living thing, you and every living thing on the planet, thriving and prospering. You're not neutral to that either. We're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers and get you neutral both ways to stop your suffering. And we want to clear so you no longer need to suffer for anything, anybody, anytime, any place. And you don't owe anybody anything, and nobody owes you, including him. I want you strong for that. You don't owe anybody, nobody owes you. You no longer need to suffer. And what are you noticing now?
Well, I kind of have a problem with him not owing me.
You need to let go, because as long as you've got a problem with it, you're weakening his ever paying you back. So we need to have you neutral to you never getting a cent back from him and you being destitute.
Really, that's the way it works. You have to let it go before it can happen.
Yes. Like that's like if that's what we're working on here, because the energy is we want to move you out of the state of being a victim and get you strong standing in your power. So that, you know, when it comes to finances, a lot of times people have weaknesses around, like, you know, it's kind of, if you think about money like drops of water, you know, in the ocean, every time you know there's water moving out in a wave, there's another wave coming in, but the drops of water are not the exact same drops. So we want to get you strong, just that, like, if you think about the dollars that he owes you, that you put that out there and you lent him this money, that we're going to strengthen you, that you're going to get that money returned, not, and it may not necessarily be from him, but that you're strong to having that money returned to you and your investment, you know, like, so that it's not like this helpless, hopeless feeling that you have that he's never going to pay you back and there's nothing you can do about it. We want to get you strong to focusing on moving forward and recouping your loss by just ask, you know, like by accepting the it in some other form if necessary, is what I'm getting. How do you feel about that right now?
Well, I was actually asking for that, I think, probably last night. So I'm on the right track, on the same track.
Yeah, good, good. Because, you know, if you allow yourself to receive, then, you know, your chances of, and like Leroy said, the more neutral you are, it's not that we're saying that, Leroy's not saying that him not paying you back is like an honest thing or it doesn't matter if he does or not. That's not what he meant. It's more like the fact that, you know, getting very strong to whatever outcome comes from him so that you could just let it go and that you can move forward in your life. And it just, I'm still getting that the whole crash thing was kind of like, just letting you know that this relationship needed to come. And this is how it's coming to me, that this relationship came to a screeching halt. And I'm getting on some level.
Oh, I know it did.
Pardon me?
I know it did, and I just wish it didn't have to happen like that.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm getting why it had to happen like that is because there was many clues about this man that you were ignoring, and it took like kind of like a you know, boom, a smack, a crash for you to wake up and see what was going on. And so we just strengthen you to that, you know, that you, you know, and there's some shame coming up here. And so there's nothing to be ashamed about. Let's just get you strong to that, that, you know, at the time, some, you know, there's nothing wrong with falling in love, being in love, except that when you fall in love, what happens is, you know, anytime we fall, it's not usually the most beautiful sensation. And so that implies a lack of control. So I'm just working on that. And Leroy, like, any last words? Because we're going to run out of time here soon. Any last, like, corrections you have for her?
Yeah, just getting you strong. We need you neutral to being totally ill forever, and neutral being in total wellness, getting stronger and more fit in all ways as time goes by. Going to get you strong for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen, for calling in.
You're both very sweet. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And feel free to, you know, contact either one of us. Leroy, do you want to just give your contact information one more time?
Yes, it's website is energeticwellbeing.com, EWBP.com, both work. Also, my book, Colette mentioned, is Knowing and Living Your Purpose. It's both available on the website and on Amazon. And the number is 508-375-6452.
And as always, people can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. I just wanted to thank you, Leroy, for being on the show.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me once again. I love it.
I love it, too. It's always, Wednesdays are my favorite days because I start off the what they call hump day it's always a beautiful Wednesday morning for me, and connecting with you is always awesome. Thank you so much for all your energetic shifts, and thank you to our two callers and to Brian. And I just wanted to say that I will be having a teleshifting conference tonight where I'm working actually on relationship problems for Valentine's Day. And you can go to thetruthisfunny.com and go to the teleshifting event. You could still get on that call if you want. It's tonight at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. The information is there on thetruthisfunny.com. So Leroy, thank you once again, and we'll talk to everyone next Wednesday.
Oh, may I also mention that tonight I have a 7 p.m. call Eastern.
Perfect.
on expanding spiritual awareness.
And there you go.
and you can get the information again at EWBP.com.
So tonight's going to be a strong night for correcting.
Right.
Thank you, Leroy.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, and thank you to all the listeners. We'll see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.